I'm Sponsible. I love you. Here's a promotional message from Automnicon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
I'm glad I get to speak to you.
We Fix Space Junk, Series 3, by Beth Crane. Episode 3, The Starship Titanic.
Three, four, five, six.
What are you doing?
I thought I should make some changes after we came off the weightlifter's planet. Thought I'd do a bit of exercise.
So long as you don't turn up the gravity?
No, definitely wasn't planning on doing that. That's new.
Warning, Automnicon employees. Emergency message incoming.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your emergency mission. You will be rescuing survivors in or at the wreckage of the Starship Titanic. We hope you enjoy your emergency mission. Additional notes? Collect rescue supplies from coordinating ship Alpha B-20. Message ends.
Oh, Bruce, that does not sound good. Breaking news, the luxury hypercruiser, the Titanic, has crashed into a meteor field. Automnicon employees are being brought in from across the surrounding area to aid in the rescue effort.
They called a ship the Titanic?
Yep.
Like the movie?
Presumably.
Okay. Well, come on then.
Yellow Submarine, Captain Kilner, yes? Yeah. Wonderful. If you'll follow me, I'll show you where you can collect your assigned crate and your rescuee profiles. You'll be collecting these three. Hartika, Bernice, and Jarngold Swan.
Just three?
Yes, those specific three. Don't worry, everyone has an assigned ship. We aren't abandoning anyone on board. They should be relatively easy to spot. They're all bright blue.
But we could take more than that.
Believe me, it'll cause far more chaos if you rescue anyone else. We have a checklist.
Okay, then.
Come on, keep up.
Wait for me.
Right. So there should be... strange.
What?
Well, the asteroid field that should be here... isn't.
Well, maybe it's been cleared.
Well, the reports are saying that the Titanic struck an asteroid field.
Well, maybe they blasted them all out of the way so we could help with the rescue.
I guess... that would make sense.
Yeah.
Approaching now. Ready?
Got the photos from the files?
Scanned and ready.
Great. Then we're ready.
Can you see our rescuees anywhere?
Not yet.
Hello? Hey, have you seen a Hartika Swan? About this tall, blue, forms, arms? No, they've run away.
Hey, you. You're the captain, right?
I am. Captain Jeremiah Lambert at your service for my sins.
Any idea what's happened? What's going on?
Well, it all seemed to be going perfectly. It was a fine, clear night, and we were making good headway. We were just about to attend the banquet celebrating our first night of travel, but then... out of nowhere, it came.
What came?
The asteroid. It seemed at first to be nothing, merely a fragment of ice, but soon we realised that the rest of the asteroid was made of infrajet, undetectable and completely invisible.
But you're travelling through a known asteroid field. You should have... Sorry, can you guys stop? Why are you still playing? You should be getting out of here. And you're really in the way.
It's a lore as old as interstellar travel itself. And the captain and the band must go down with the ship.
What?
It's... Well, we must. If there was another way, but no, my life is fated to end with that of my beautiful ship and this band.
Well, Captain, before you die, we need your help to find these three. Come on.
Apparently they're on the second floor.
Ooh. Oh dear.
Are you all right?
Well, that's only going to get worse. Come on, take us to the second floor.
Hiya, it's me again. Sponsible. Here's a message from Automnagon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever considered life as an Automnicon repair person? Want to test your abilities in a battle of life and death? Or at least bureaucracy? Download Automnijobs, small jobs for unimportant people, today. Automnijobs is a three-page We Fix Space Junk RPG, available on Gumroad. Find the link in the show notes, or visit battlebird.productions for more details.
Why is it all wet?
The water tanks must have burst. Please, follow me. It should be over here.
Oh, no.
Is that them?
Yeah.
And one of them is...
trapped under that pillar.
My love! Are you in pain?
Not when I'm in your arms, Hartika. Not when I can see your face.
And smile!
Mom, you're ruining the moment!
Are they taking photos?
Ah, brilliant. You must be here to rescue us.
Oh, thank Bruce. It's getting chilly down here.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, we're fine, Ducky. Just waiting for Hartika to finish up so we can get out of here.
Hartika, my love, you're going to have to be strong. Leave me. Leave me behind.
No! My love! Our lives together, they were just starting.
You've got to live. Promise me you'll live.
I promise.
There's four of them. That one's not on our manifest.
Looks like an onboard romance. Come on, help me shift that pillar.
Hi, we're here to rescue you.
Oh, our time is cut so short.
Go, you must go.
If you could just budge out the way a moment. Come on, back to the ship.
But, wait. Don't waste your energy. I'm done for.
I'll never forget you, my darling.
You're literally both fine. Come on.
Weren't we only supposed to rescue three of them?
Well, nobody's come for this guy yet. We can't just leave him here.
Leave me here!
Don't be an idiot. Come on.
Oh, I'm getting cold. Can we please just go with them?
Come on, Attica, darling. Your father's getting cold, and you know what he's like when he's cold.
Samantha, can you take them back to the ship? Me and the captain here are going to take a quick look at the engine room.
What? No.
Go on, you four. With her. See you in a bit. Okay, so this is what we're working with.
What are you doing?
This looks pretty salvageable. We just need to shut off the damaged rooms. Looks like level 3 has been fully evacuated, so we can seal that off. Well, go on then.
What?
Type in the code.
The what?
The captain's confirmation code, so we can save the ship. Come on. What was that?
Look, we have to go. Now. We have to go. Come on.
I thought you were going down with the ship. What the hell is going on here?
I'll explain later. I'm coming with you.
You have a lot of explaining to do. Okay, so this is my ship.
Open the door.
I need you to tell me what's happened.
I told you, the ship hit.
Are you going to tell me the truth, or are we going to have to leave you behind, Captain?
I'm an actor, okay? Please get us out of here before we all die.
Right. Well, there goes the Titanic. What the hell was all of that? What is it, some kind of insurance fraud?
No, it's not like...
Do you know how many lives you've put at risk with your little... What even is this?
Sorry, we were supposed to get food.
Excuse me?
Oh, there was a meal included. We paid.
Everything is in the crate.
What even... What is this?
It's a 3-course deluxe Titanic meal for 3 and 2 commemorative t-shirts.
I didn't really want one. They never fit me quite right. And when do I wear t-shirts anyway? It's the forearms. The armpits on the second set wear out way too fast.
What?
It's all a special one-off experience day. The sinking of the Titanic.
It was my birthday present.
With romantic doomed lover expansion, full 3-course meal, and commemorative t-shirts.
So you...
Of course I'm an actor.
Oh, for Bruce's sake.
Dear Journey Advisor, our time on board the Titanic was a blast. The decor was amazing, the staff and crew were incredible, and the special effects were to die for. Only issue was the slightly misinformed rescue staff, who somehow assumed that one of the actors was actually in our party and forced them to leave with us. Kleiner and Santhia were great actors with fantastically gruff and realistic service. They did, however, have slightly dirty forks, which does lose them a star. Overall, the sinking of the Titanic was a fantastic day out. Obviously, this was a one-off, but I'd recommend any upcoming experience days by this company to anyone.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, Tuscus was played by Sarah Grant, the Captain was played by Robin Ince, Hartica was played by Anne Harrod Price, Heroicon was played by Graham Rowett, Bernice was played by Vicky Barron, and Jangle was played by Luke Boys, with additional voices by David Ault and members of the cast. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Heavenly Knights for Battlebird Productions. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support, and especially say thank you to Andrew L. and Darcy D. We use the money from our Patreon to pay our actors and run the show, so we're eternally grateful for all that you do for us. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Ms. Lamb, how are we doing?
Mr. Smart, we are very, very tired. How are things at the HQ?
Same old. They're doing the standard Ms. Lam Who process that he usually does whenever he makes one of his little attempts.
Of course.
Are you all right?
I could do with some of my funds being moved around, discreetly.
I can do whatever you need me to.
Wonderful.
And Astatine, your little plot with the traps?
It's... best not to ask. I have a lot of negotiation to do.
Oh, shame. I liked her.
She's coming back. It's just a complicated process.
Good.
I'll see you soon.
See you soon, Miss Lam.
We are currently experiencing a high volume of interest in the Automicon Hive Mind. You have been placed in a queue, 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 Hive Mind, Hive Mind, in a Hive Mind, in a Hive Mind.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was, Spaceship Oz-9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the 4 sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz-9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today.
Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz-9's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I got a trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.